It's the How Do We Get Here podcast, where your thought gets caught. It's your boy, Mar Wayne.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Gabe. How y'all doing? We got another week, another episode. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys are well. Y'all are blessed. Okay, and highly favored and lifted. Okay, if you smoke you some weed, I hope you are high right now. Okay, praise the Lord.
It's not even 420 yet.
What? Well, it's going to be in a few weeks.
Slow down.
It's 420 down. Every day for me, okay? A motherfucker like me, go. When 420 actually happens, that ain't shit for me.
Honey. Right, that's okay? Just, yeah.
That ain't nothing.
It's another day.
This is just another day, another dollar, well, another blunt.
Okay.
Okay? But how are you, friend? What's going on? How you doing? Right. How's everything?
I'm doing all right. We in the month of April. 2025.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah, it was literally just January.
Yeah, it's moving. It's moving. Layden just started school this week.
Oh my God.
So is he how old?
Three.
He's three.
What is this? Pre-K?
It's like early intervention, right?
Why is it called intervention?
Because he actually has a speech delay right now. So he's not. He's speaking, but not, you know, to where we want him to.
Okay, got right? you.
So he qualifies for, you know, those early programs. So
okay, I love that.
Yeah, he's in school.
So we're prepping him just so he can be prepared.
Exactly. He'll start, you know, actual school in the fall.
Yes.
Right? But he'll be able to do this. He'll be able to do a summer program. Mm-hmm. So it's like I said, it's great. You know, I definitely see, oh, he's adjusting very well.
I was going to say, yeah, I've seen little
he's
clips.
Adjusting well. Like, there's great communication between us and the teacher, but, you know, and you see it on him, but.
He's smart.
That first day, like, and we had to put him on a bus and everything like that. So, oh my God, my heart, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I actually did drop a tear. Like,
aww.
Listen.
That's but, your little boy.
Yeah. And
did
I was.
Did you do that for Leilani? Don't say it now. You say yes, fam. Say
I think no. Did. I think I was feeling similar to that. But that again was like
that's your boy.
So
that's
long ago, and guy. Yeah, and that's your little guy. That's
a different type of different type of.
And emotion. We didn't have Leilani in anything that young.
Okay,
not like that. Like at that point, she was still with Wendy's mom, mm-hmm. pretty much, you know, all the time. So. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, that's my main thing. Just
okay.
Him in school is awesome. So that's it right now.
Listen, my friend over here, a motherfucking father. Yeah, okay, it's a whole ass dad. Okay,
it's crazy.
Bro. I love to see it. Okay, over here doing your thing. Layden is so smart, growing. Okay, I'm surprised that he's three. That nigga look like he about 15. So you know we love to see.
He's a big boy.
Okay,
yeah, it's crazy.
But for me, my week has been a week, to say the least. It's definitely been, I would say it's been a week of decisions for me. I have some decisions that I need to make as far as my living situation. And it has to be pretty quick. So, you know, life tends, you know, I feel like that, you know, the saying, you make a plan and God laughs at you.
That happens often.
It's very factual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And life would throw you these curveballs mm-hmm. to see how you would navigate and how you would try to deal with it and handle it. Right. And I have been trying to handle it the best way that I can. And thankfully, hopefully I will see a light in the tunnel with some news that I just received. But, but yeah, so... You know, that's what I'm going through. Adulting is real, y'all. Honestly, life 30s is real. And, you know, this is my first time living by myself, if you know, ever in my life, other than, you know, having a roommate like we've talked in previous episodes.
Right.
And that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? When you can't really, when you can't always rely on mom and dad, it can't go all the way, you know, all the way down there and all the time, you know, you got to really like navigate and really like man up and be like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I really, it's appreciative, but this week was definitely a life lesson to say the least. Work though was good. And, you know, still a bitch still look good. You know what I'm saying? Workers tonight work. I'm going to tonight I'm actually going to this place called Cakes. Have you ever heard of Cakes?
No.
So Cakes is in Queens. It's actually a it's like a weed lounge.
Is there baking involved?
No, but they have edibles and food that are infused for sale. And it's only weed, like only like THC, cannabis.
What kind of food though?
It's like food, like burgers, wings, like all that type of shit. Like
no cake?
I don't know, friend. Maybe they do have a dessert with some cakes that are infused too. I ain't really looking.
That's the
up.
Name of the place.
It is called Cakes. You would think that, but it's with a K though. It's not with a C. I don't know. You know what? I don't know why they named it that. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. Maybe I'll ask the owner today if I get to him. You know what I'm saying? But it's called Cakes. And I feel like it is called Cakes. But you know what? I feel like that because now that I'm looking at this tree behind me, it kind of looks like a weed tree of a marijuana. And the K on the logo of Cakes is like the tree, like the weed tree. So maybe they are trying to, no, am I thinking too far into it?
You know what actually probably makes sense? It sounds like when they were developing this and trying to figure out like a good concept and name and all that, they were probably high as hell.
I'm high as hell right now, and I just figured out that shit about that goddamn tree.
So there you go. There you go. We figured it out.
But I'm going to this place called Cakes. That sounds fun. It's actually really, really fun. They do different events. They have karaoke nights. They have tonight. They have a movie night. They're going to be playing Friday. So, So like everybody, you can bring your own weed. They're going to have weed for sale. They have food. They have drinks. All that shit. Yeah, you know that's my type of thing, honey. You know I don't drink. So you know, my friend said, "Let's go to this new little place in Queens." I said, "Let's go."
Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all right. Oh my God. Okay, so this is going to be pretty much a really shoot the shits episode. We're just going to talk about different topics. This is going to be different things that we're going to be discussing this episode today. Speaking of, you know, Jamar with his parenting and everything like that, we are going to be discussing one of the topics that you wanted to discuss, which is gentle parenting. Yeah. So are you a gentle parent?
I mean.
Go ahead, answer.
No, I mean, I feel like at this point in life, like you kind of are forced to be, especially when you think about the way that you were brought up, you know. I mean, do I yell? Yes. I think all parents can say that they yell. Do I hit my kids? No.
Okay.
That might, now with that being said, they might get like a pop or something like that.
You hitting them, Fran?
No. Hitting is way different from at least the way I grew up. Hitting is like, that's way different. Like, you're getting your ass whooped, like, with, like, a belt or, like, some type of object, like a cord or a spoon or what have you.
Okay.
That's hitting. You're getting hit.
So what you do? You just little, little tap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I think that's still, even when you fight it, like, even if you, like, somebody can do that as assault. So, like, that's still hit. It's, you're a parent.
Yes. So. Listen, but with that being said, though, like, and like I said, that's as far as I'll go.
Right.
Right. But, and it's not to say that anybody's wrong if they're still, you know, having to whip their kids' ass. Like, trust me, it crossed my mind. Like, I haven't gotten there yet.
Mm. Well, your kids are still young.
Exactly. Zani's going to be 10 in August. Layden just turned 3. I mean, who knows? Like you said, this boy looks like he works a full-time job.
Motherfucker's like a linebacker.
Yeah, he's big. So I might have to, you know, to kind of protect myself at some point.
My God. And that's what I was going to ask you. So, like, as they get older, how do you feel like that you're going to navigate that with, like you said? Because
I don't know.
This gentle parenting thing is a very much, I would say, you know, I feel so 2000. Old.
Like once you were born, like in 2000.
Yeah, I feel so old. You were probably like this.
Fell under the gentle parent, like
yeah, like I feel that, so old of saying like the back in my day type of shit because I'm not even that fucking old. I'm only 33.
Right.
But low key,
about to be there. 34.
Okay. Oh my god, my birthday's next month. Next month. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, back in my day, okay. It wasn't nothing about no goddamn
Back in the good old
parents
days.
And honey, okay?
Especially, back in the good old days.
Especially with two Haitian parents, my mama used to fuck me. She actually, my mom actually apologized because that's actually a reason, but that's a good reason for this new thing of gentle parenting because you tend to realize that the parents that we had back then, a lot of the times that they beat us up was honestly due to trauma that they went through.
Right.
And
that's what they learned.
And anger that they learned and things that they were trained on.
Yeah.
So thankfully, a lot of us, we grew out of that and we learned from that to not treat our kids like that. While we still may have a little bit of those, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, those, not attributes, but like those, like, you know, those actions or practices. There we go. Thank you. But yeah, we still have those practices maybe as you being a parent, but I think that now you guys should be able to navigate a little bit better and also communicate with your children before hitting your children. Actually find out the reason why that they did the things that they did. Right. Even if they gonna lie to your ass and you know that they lying. I feel like that communication is the best before reacting because right. a lot of the times that we do things and we hit people is because of anger and out of reaction. Right. No shade. So if and we
there's
learn
no communication.
It's exactly. Yeah. So if we learn if even as parents and even as human beings if friendships anything like that, if we learn how to communicate, a lot of things can go through a little bit quicker and better and you should teach your kids that at a young age. Teach sure. communication at a young age.
Sure. And that's a great point with communicating with your kids, right? And another way to teach them great communication is communication between you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be on the same page.
I
think that's one of the biggest issues that most people see when they're trying to figure out how to properly gentle parent.
Yeah.
Is because one partner is on a different page than the other partner, and the kids see that.
Yeah.
And you know, they utilize that. They use that to their advantage.
But I feel like that's like everybody, though, because, you know, all parents are going to be two different personalities.
Of course. Like, but you can balance each other out.
So you're saying there should be a middle ground.
You just have to be, and when it comes to your kids,
yeah,
you have to be on the same page. If you're not on the same page, the kids are going to exploit that every time.
Mm.
And they can be super young. Like, they don't have to.
I know, I've done that before.
Like, it's going to come naturally.
Yeah.
Daddy, can I have a cookie? No. Go run to mommy. Mommy, do you think I can have a cookie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
That's pretty much my whole
childhood. You know what I mean? Like so childhood. But I mean my dad
is good for saying ask your mama.
That's just a minor that's a minor, you know, example. But what I'm just saying is you just gotta be on the same page for sure.
I do love that though, because then it also like comes into a factor of also, I think there's a difference between like, because then with gentle parenting, it also started with, you know, in stereotypes as well, because I think that started with a lot of.
But one last thing I wanted to say. Also, gentle parenting, what we said, started around like the 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of what they call them YNs, right?
Okay. That's new. I just learned.
I know this is a funny phrase to me.
Yes.
Too. And they be saying stuff like it's so funny.
It's
like
nuts. I've been saying
your car with no tents is a fishbowl. Like you riding in the fishbowl because your car doesn't have tents.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's funny. Just hilarious stuff. But I know that the mic probably didn't catch that. It's okay because I don't want to let out all my secrets anyway. But think about it. Like a lot of these YNs are product of gentle parenting. That's when gentle parenting
started.
Look at
their goofy asses now.
So what I'm saying is, like, do we want to keep, like, you know, like, experimenting with, you know, gentle parenting? Or do we want to, you know, like,
the Y what is it? I know.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Do you want to? I don't know. I'm just,
the
Y-ins, I just want to throw that out.
See, here's the thing. Because I know the fact that we're using this word YNs is wild to me. But the YNs that I know, I have a mixture. Mm-hmm. I have them YNs that are really like, they doing their thing.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what
for
I'm
sure,
saying?
For sure.
They are really doing their big ones. So, you for know, sure. your gentle parenting was right.
Right.
But then I got them other YNs that's out here acting a goddamn fool. Really don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's you doing? Who raised you? So, but then you also think about it as well. But that's how it always was, though. How we always were raised. There was always those ones that were, you know, they were raised perfectly fine. And they, you know, but then you always got them roughnecks and rough niggas that always was, you know, it takes a few, just like Donald McClurk. And we fall down, but we get up. Yeah. Okay? It takes a few stumbles for them motherfuckers. And maybe they're going to stay down. But that ain't none of my business.
That's not the YNs I know.
So
it was like roaches.
So are you saying that do you feel like that you're forced to gentle parenting? Or do you feel like that you authentically want to change the narrative and change the way of how you were parented and you want to change that for your kids and for what they see?
To be honest, sometimes I feel like I'm forced. I'm just being honest. Sometimes, yes, I feel like I'm forced. I feel like I'm forced, and if I decide to,
if you decide to fuck one nigga up, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, so I don't need
because
that.
Because you is, friend.
I don't need that, bro. I'm telling you.
You're going to get locked the fuck up.
Listen, I was watching this thing. This guy, he was saying how his son didn't talk to him. He was like 4 years old or something, right? And he was a stand-up. So it was so serious as he was talking about it, like, and he just goes... you know, so I started thinking, this nigga don't need me. He said, I'm not the nigga for him. Like he could do much better than me if this is the case. So, and then he said he took him to the doctor, and the doctor said there's nothing wrong with him. Like he's not on the spectrum. He's fine. He said my son was back there talking to the doctor. Like yeah, I can talk. I just don't want to talk to these niggas. He said, you see these niggas? Would you want to talk to them?
Not boss baby.
So. So, you know, I look at that, just that example, like, at the end of the day, you know, we all go through serious life shit, and shit can be, you know, very dramatic and draining, or we can just choose to be optimistic and, you know, laugh about it.
So, yeah.
That's where I'm at with that.
So. Okay, well, you know, as your children grow, you know they go, listen, I already know them kids go...
Yeah, it's a piece of work.
This is going to be some pieces of work. But I love that. My nieces are pieces of work already. So I'm just like, oof. I was a piece of work. So I can just imagine. But, oh my gosh. Okay, so what's the next thing that you want to talk about, friend?
So, what is that? So dating. All right, so dating outside your race. I think. Was that the next thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we can talk about that because of stereotypes and everything like that. So,
I think that goes right from parenting. Like, because I've dated, you know, outside of my race, I've dated white girls, Spanish, you know, all kinds of.
What's Trina say? I like a black Puerto Rican, I'm in the Haitian with it.
Okay.
Y'all remember that song?
Cisco?
No, that was Tyrese's friend.
That was Tyrese's
friend. But, yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, wrong man.
Yeah, Tyrese definitely did.
He has some hits.
Hits?
Like
Sweet Lady. Sweet Lady. Yeah.
That ain't what we talking about.
Anyway.
Let's go back to the white women that you was fucking on.
Because Tyrese, I'm sure he had plenty of white women.
Well.
Why you got to just do that? I said different races.
He's fucking on a white woman right now. He's with
her. All
right,
well, there you go.
I don't think she's white. I think she's Hispanic or something.
Well, yeah, I just said different races. I don't want it to be seclusive, you know, to just.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. I mean, I think if you ask anybody, you'll probably get a bunch of different opinions and perspectives. Like Dr. Umar, right? He's gonna say, oh, it's because you weren't raised black enough, right? Your parents didn't, or you didn't see the value in being black and loving yourself and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he would say, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I think ultimately it just came from most definitely the way I was raised. My parents did not raise me to see color, mm. you know, and it's not to be ignorant mm-hmm. Or naive of it. Of course, they taught me that I'm a black man.
Right.
Of course, they told me that I got to go two times as hard.
Right.
Because, you know, of the way I look.
Right.
Like, I was instilled those things for sure.
Especially because of where we lived.
Right.
That's something that I wanted to ask you as well. I'm like, do you feel like that the reason why that you dated outside of your race is because of the fact that there wasn't anyone, not much, in the pond of where we were from? And you also, and plus because of the fact that it was more diverse for you. There was white women, like you said, there was white girls, see, black girls.
And that's the thing, yeah. I dated black girls, white girls, you know. It wasn't like I was just specifically on one, you know, right. race, and that was just what I liked. Like,
but yeah, but my question is, do you feel like that's a reason why? Because of the fact
of where we lived?
Right.
Because
if we were, like, from, let's say, Neptune, do you feel like that you would still be dating a whole bunch of white women when the majority of the people from that town is African-American?
All right, so slow your roll,
Buck Rogers. I'm just saying.
Because you're making it sound like I just dated, like, a handful of white girls. Like,
no,
it was not like that.
It wasn't.
Now, like, listen, there are white people in Neptune and Spanish people in Neptune.
Barely.
So, what I'm trying to
now
say is,
there is
whatever is around, you know what I mean? So
to make the point,
my parents did not teach me to look at people that way and to close people off because of the way that they look or, you know, where they come from. Like, that just, I wasn't brought up that way. So
that's what's up.
So yeah, I didn't feel like I had to only date someone that, you know, was my complexion or of my, you know, ethnic background. I just didn't come up that way. But yeah, but everybody, like I said, you ask a bunch of different people, you're going to get a bunch of different stories and opinions. So.
I mean, I'm completely different. My parents wanted me to date a black person. They wanted me to date someone Haitian, obviously, because of where I'm from. Right. Most Haitians want to either, you're going to date someone Haitian or you're going to date, you know, but a lot of us older, you know, we ain't really give a fuck about that. we dated Puerto Rican, all that shit. Yeah. But me personally, my dating life was completely different being a gay man. But I would say that in a specific moment, I did date white guys.
Oh, were?
Yeah. For like a small, he was from down by the shore, child.
Down by the shore.
Down by the shore. Nice man. Nice white man. Beautiful man. Beautiful white man. But yeah, but honestly, as I continue to grow into who I am and all of that, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. I would rather stick around with someone who is black. I don't mind Hispanic, but I think that the fact of the black stereotypes of it all is, I feel like that I definitely, my decision is in a sense due to black stereotypes and the stereotypes of it all. Like, oh, you know, you're with a white man, so, you know, you maybe look a specific way. Yes, but I'm also with this person. If I'm with this person, I know that I have to, you know, we love each other and all that, but there's specific things and discussions that I would like to have with my partner
that I can't have because
of the fact of how this person was raised.
So that's a good point, because one time when I saw Dr. Umar talking about this, he, you know, obviously, if you know who Dr. Umar is, like, he's very expressive and like, he's like, you know, just aggressive and what he, you know, tries to, you know, make his point.
Grand Rising.
But, you know, he did make a solid point. You know, I take what he says sometimes with a grain of salt. But a good point he made was that other race isn't going to be able to understand your struggle, right? There's certain conversations that you're not going to be able to have with your partner because they won't understand because you are not of the same race. And And that's, you know, that's just facts.
It is.
That is, it's factual. And I'm sure there are plenty of people that figured out how to get past that, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, he's not lying with that. But
then it also comes into effect of, like, the conversations that you have with said people that you meet. Right. You know what I'm saying? The, you know, as of lately, I haven't necessarily been in mixed white spaces that are with white and blacks for me as far as dating spaces. So I wouldn't necessarily know how that would happen. But, like, I feel like that if you are interested in me, there would be specific conversations that you would need to be intelligent on speaking on. And then you also need to know that there's a protection that needs to be there as well because of your color and the color of your skin.
Yeah.
You know, even if I feel like that, you know, there's specific conversations, I can't even clown with your ass if I was talking about motherfucking fried chicken, because then you gonna clown with me, and then I'm gonna think your goofy ass is racist. I'm over here talking about one thing, and then over here talking about you want to get me some motherfucking salad. Yeah, I want a salad too, but can I get some fried chicken on the motherfucking salad? Can I get a crispy motherfucking chicken on there? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know, if I want to talk about Obama being amazing, you may say that you think that motherfucker Trump is amazing. You see what the fuck that motherfucker doing with the motherfucking tariffs? You think I want to have a conversation with you know what I'm saying? It's all layers. It's layers.
Right.
This dating shit is crazy. That's why I just need me, you know, give me I've been praying for a black man. A good black man, Lord. That's all I need.
Okay.
He could be mixed. I don't mind a little Hispanic. He can't be. We could go a little Chinese.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We could do a little Chinese.
Black and knees.
Black. Listen. I was going to take it a little bit further, but I'm not going to take it there because I know that ain't something that you like to do. But, you know, don't sweat. Don't sleep on the Asian men, y'all. Don't sleep on
them. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Send Gabe a black and knees.
Black and knees. Beautiful babies. Man. A nice little Filipino. Get me a Filipino nigga from California, Inglewood, because that's where they all at. The Filipinos and all them. Well, I'm not trying to sound a little, but that's where they be. Nice little good. Yeah.
I'm probably going to regret this question, but how y'all going to have babies? Like, I know.
A surrogate.
Yeah, but yeah, how would that process go?
Well, Jamar, from how I've learned, you know, you got to...
Is it both of y'all?
Yeah, it's two nuts. You got to bring both of y'all nuts together.
Oh, okay.
And then you can swish them around. You know what I'm saying? Throw that shit right in the, you know, the mama's... I was going
to
really be
graphic. Do you have any candidates? You don't have to be that graphic.
Now, as of right now, nigga that's single with no man...
Okay, never mind.
Why would I be worried about a motherfucking kid?
You brought it up.
I'm trying to.
You brought it up that the.
Trying to figure out where the fuck I'm about to live.
You were the one that brought up the Filipinos make beautiful babies.
Well, they do. That's just a comment that I want to make. All
right.
So, yeah. So, if I do find me a good man, he can be a little mix of nice little Filipino with a black knees. That's fine.
Black knees. I
like that. But black is fine, too. Give me someone that's
a little bit of chicken on the side.
Listen.
Fried, preferably.
Listen. That's all. Because they can cook. And they can sing their asses off. Have you ever? You ain't know that? Ooh. Filipinos?
Okay.
They can really sing. I don't know why this just turned into like a whole episode about Filipino people, but they can really sing. I worked with a Filipino woman. She loves her some karaoke. The Filipino people love them some karaoke. They will sing their asses off. You got to think about it. You know a lot of Filipino people. They will sing. They can sing. Sing. Runs and everything. Like you think they were black. I'm telling you.
They be on the cruise ships.
They do. Mm-hmm. Singing their asses off.
Remember the cruise ship?
Oh, my God. You remember when we went on the cruise?
Oh, I remember. Do you?
Oh, my gosh.
Shit.
That time, I actually had stopped drinking, and then I started drinking again because I had, like, unlimited. It was, like, unlimited drinks on the cruise.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I wasn't drinking for months before that time. And then it was the time of the cruise.
You decided to hop your black ass on some water and start drinking.
And started drinking. It was unlimited drinks.
I know
it. So I got fucked up.
It wasn't unlimited. It was 15 drinks a day. Which is a lot. Okay. That's a lot.
I was drinking them 15.
And you have to do it, and you couldn't do it by yourself. You have to do it with your roommate. So.
I wasn't doing it with Iva, though.
You sure?
No.
Well, I know me and Wendy had to do it.
Yeah. I think I had that shit so by that, myself. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's man. Why I was so fucked up. And one night, I actually got so fucked up, I got seasick. I couldn't breathe. Then the next...
One night?
Well, yeah, most nights.
Yeah. So he was rooming with... You say he was rooming with Ivor. Oh, man.
Please describe who this woman is.
So Ivor...
Just really, Ivor, just a brief description.
Ivor, she's family. She's family. She's one of the aunties. Very much full of personality. Like, if you ever meet Iva, you won't forget who Iva is.
Very true.
So anyway, she happens to be rooming with Gabe, and Gabe gets...
Which wasn't planned.
I don't know how, whatever. That's beside the point. Like, Gabe said he got very sick, and for I don't know how long, a couple days,
it was
3 days.
A couple days. I was in
he was
bad,
he was bro. Stuck in his room.
I was in
he
that
was
bad
in room. His room, and it would not come out. Oof. And the crew, they come and clean up every day. When you leave your room, they'll come in and they'll clean up and do all that.
Shit.
They didn't clean their room, Gabe and Iva's room, for a few days. And that was one of the main things. Whenever you saw Iva walking around on the ship, one of the main things you would hear her say is, Gabe need to get up out of that room so they can clean that room. It's stinking it. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Why you do her fucking voice?
Nah, because,
now?
Nah, but that's, no. Anyway, that's,
because
that's
her voice is literally like, it's like a fucking.
He said, Gabe need to get up out of that room. It's stinking there. He said, oh, that's all I know. Gabe need to get up out of that room.
Bitch, why didn't you say something to me?
Because you was probably incoherent. She said, don't forget, you had came off the boat and they had to roll you around on a wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh. So that was the last
day. Yeah, videos of that.
The last day where we was leaving, right? It was so bad. I actually had an asthma attack. And this was the time.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. But
but this was the time that I Lord actually used to carry my nebulizer. You remember? I had my nebulizer with me. I used to literally, like, plug that shit everywhere and just take fucking treatments. I would be in the club taking a treatment with my nebulizer. It was so bad with my asthma. So it was the last day. And we were on the ship, and if you guys have been on cruises, in order for you to get off, you literally, it's like a long-ass motherfucking yellow brick road-ass Valley to Neverlands-ass motherfucking trolley to get to the end of the fucking, then you gotta stand in line, okay? So, my breathing was already bad.
I'm sorry, it's not funny.
But and I was walking, and I could barely breathe. So then we had to stand in line, and I literally had to, we were in line. I had literally had to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
People were around me like, oh my God, are you, they had to literally get me a wheelchair and roll my ass out while everybody else, because my asthma was so fucking bad. And it was because of the fact that I was dehydrated. I was drinking. So my asthma got bad. I wasn't drinking for, like, you know, before then. It was, what a time.
Don't put niggas on a boat and give them unlimited drinks.
Well, thank God I don't drink no more, so that ain't going to happen for me. But speaking of that, have you ever had, like, do you enjoy those type of things or, like, family reunions or, like, those type of events, like, where you, like, yearly events or, well, I'm sure you do because you guys do that often.
Yeah, no, of course I do. Honestly, I mean, I really think that.
You think that's needed?
We need to do that more. You didn't put that in the damn thing.
I know, but you did.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in the one that you sent back to me.
Yes, I did.
Don't be just trying to just throw stuff at me.
I did.
But you know what, though? That's okay, because I could talk about that.
All right, well.
Because whole time, no, I
surprise,
actually.
Surprise.
No, I love that video. That's actually one of my favorite ones. But, no, to talk about that, I do believe that, Those are good things that we need to do. We actually need to start doing more of.
What, family reunions?
Yeah, for sure.
You think it's died down?
I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know when's the last time you had a family family reunion.
I've never had one in general. Okay. I don't think Haitian people have family reunions.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I've never. And then
I don't want to just you know disclose that.
I think that family reunions is definitely something that you know, African Americans and Black people definitely started and kept going with because of the fact of reuniting back, you know, with slavery days. That probably brings it back to all of that.
A lot of family in the South, family that moved up north, you know what I mean? Now,
so we all need to come
together. Yeah.
Even with, like, you know, Freaknik, all of that shit. Black folk, we are good to have a big party.
An event.
We love a big party.
Set it up. Yeah, let's get together.
We all should be event planners. Yeah. Okay, we are all event planners.
It's in the blood.
A party, and we love to have a good time, and we love seeing people that we haven't seen in a long time to get into their motherfucking
business. I'm gonna tell you, the other day, I don't know, it was the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago, but Wendy was selling food from the house, and one of my cousins, she lives in Maryland, and she has two kids, an older son, whose father actually just passed.
Aww.
Rest in peace to him. And a younger daughter. But anyway, she had came to get food because she never gets a chance to get food because she's always in Maryland. And when Wendy's, like, the day she's selling it, she's either coming or going or whatever. So it was just never an opportunity. So she had this one opportunity to come to the crib, right? And she came there with her older son, right? Mind you, I haven't seen him
in years since
he was, like, probably Leilani's age.
Right.
Right? Super young. She came there with him, right? And he's in the front seat. Before he gets out, I can see her talking to him, and like she's talking to him like a way like, which could be perceived as almost combative, right? So I'm thinking like, oh, maybe that's her man or something. So they get out, right? And he walks up on me, he daps me up, and we go inside, and then out of nowhere she just goes and says his name, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's him.
Not that you didn't try to confirm before that.
She was like, yeah. I was like, that's Zion? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, I thought that was your man. So she's like, I used to grab
him. But why didn't you confirm that beforehand?
Because, like I said, when they were talking in the car, it seemed like he like had an attitude about something. And then
so
when
you ain't want to fuck up any. Okay,
right. And then when he got out of the car, he definitely I could see he had like an attitude. Like right. So, I'm like, ooh, he must not like what she had said to him. And in my head the whole time, I'm like, damn, that's a man. Like what's his name? Whatever. And sure enough, she said his name. I was like, oh my God, that's him. That shit. So goes to show the point that I'm trying to make. We got to get together more. And I don't think it should just be like one side of your family. Like, it could literally be all these different families can come together. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like, you know, me and Wendy, like, we have, you know, her mom's side, her dad's side. I got my mom's side, my dad's side. Like, whoever wants to come and be a part of that, like, I think, you know,
I think it shouldn't just be selected
to just one, you know, part of your family. It could be all of your family.
I think it's needed just to bring unity, community, all of that. Things about, like, you just never know as people grow up, you know what I'm saying? I definitely also understand of how it kind of dwindled off because of the fact of everybody has their own lives and everybody probably connects with their own tribe in their family. But for me personally, I have never heard a Haitian person say that I'm going to a family reunion. Never in my life. Our family reunions are weddings, funerals, and going to church. So, because most times than less, all of our family probably going to go attend the same church.
Yeah, I guess.
We go all, like, you know what I'm saying? So, and then on top of that as well, with me culturally, most of my family, they in Haiti.
Yeah, so
only people that I had living in America growing up was my mama and daddy and my brother.
So you going actually? So probably so our family reunion is going back
exactly.
Yeah,
to the motherland.
We going back. So that, you know, family reunion.
Right.
Like, where
it wasn't where until it wasn't until it wasn't reunion. Until like actually when my cousins got older, because now all of my cousins they now live in the States. Most of my cousins now live in the States. So my brother actually has always talked about doing like a family reunion, getting everybody together, which we've tried planning for a long time, but it's never really executed.
Yeah.
Which so that's something that he's because he's similar to you. I feel like it's I feel like it's a dad thing. Y'all niggas done got kids, and you like, let's bring all the kids together and everybody in the family. And my ass is like, okay, let's do it.
Are you familiar with the OJs?
The group?
Yeah, the group, the OJs.
Right.
They have a song called Family Reunion.
Like, who we introducing? Is that where Wildin' Out got that song from?
No. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know any other Family Reunion song besides the OJ song. The Family Reunion. The Family Reunion. You know that song.
I don't know that goddamn song. Nigga, I'm Haitian. We ain't playing no Family Reunion.
Gabe, you were a music.
We play a Shoko Shoko. La,
you
la.
Were a music major. What was your study at Full Sail?
It was music business and recording arts at first. Yes.
And you never, like, at least just, like, came across, like, a couple of OJ songs?
So, my roommate was a very, and
my, talking about Michael?
Yes. He was a sample head. So, he did have a lot of records and all of that stuff. Half of the time in college, friend, I was drunk as fuck.
Yeah. You
so, like, honestly, the music that probably was there, and I probably heard it, I was on acid. And it's a blur now.
Yeah,
it's all a blur.
Yeah.
So I could have heard it.
Yeah.
And it could have been a hit.
All right.
I don't know now.
No, it happened to come on the radio the other day. And I was like, oh.
What a time.
Would it be so nice to come together, to get together.
Speaking of get-togethers, did you hear about the interview with Terrence Howard saying that he got together with Diddy and he ain't want to fuck him?
Because somebody said, Cat Williams said, Diddy want a party. And you got to tell him no. Yo, when I was watching that Terrence Howard episode, little clip, bro, I'm like, nah, this. But you got to think, like, Terrence Howard, he like, walking the streets of Harlem, you know what I mean, before he came up, you know what I mean? Like, and he did music too, like, mm-hmm. So that was another reason why he was, you know, even around Diddy and that, you know, like, but, bro, when he described how he met with him a couple times, and the dude was just there, like, and think about, like, the times when he was, like, a judge on the music shows and shit. And them times or even like making the band that and shit.
Sterile.
And he'd just be staring at us.
Yes, creepy. Back then, that stare and that look, when the way that he looked at those women was so weird. And it looked so creepy because it was like, is he like luring them or trying to choose which one he's going to bring home? Like, that's the perfect example with Aubrey O'Day and all of that shit. So, like, that, first of all, the premises for me with that whole interview, I think, while a lot of people are, you know, while it is funny about the whole shit with motherfucking, you know, the Diddy and all that shit, but I think the premises of what he's saying is a lot of men and black men are not being men and standing on their 2 feet and on their tens and saying no to the decisions that Diddy is making and the decisions that Diddy is luring you to make for you to come up. Because that's pretty much what he was basically saying in the interview, because in the times and moments that he was with Diddy, it was for reasons. It was either for a party, but then he also said that there was another time that, you know, that Diddy wanted to do acting and he needed an acting coach and all of that shit.
And
so,
and Terrence wanted to do music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a couple
meetings. Were always a reason for him to do these things. So then,
but at those meetings,
it was something different.
This motherfucker was acting weird.
Exactly. So, but that's why I feel like that even with, you know, a lot of people with money, they tend to do shit like that.
And then what did Terrence assistant say? He said, yo, did he want a third meeting?
Listen, and that nigga said he wanted a third meeting. Think? He said he want to fuck you. He said, I think he wants to fuck you. I was like, I said, so Diddy's at top. I heard Diddy is verse, no shade. But you know the shit.
So now with all that being said, you think Diddy pop Rick and Meek?
You said he breaking meat.
I know that. Did I say that in the
That's
microphone?
That's what I heard. What
I'm sure the microphone caught me. Do you think, with all that being said now, do you think that Diddy popped Rick Ross and Meek Mill.
I think. I believe that life is about fluidity.
Fluidity. That's a word to use in this topic. Go ahead. Keep it up.
I believe that everybody can do what they want to do.
Sure.
And be who they want to be. If Meek Mills, in the stories and everything that has been going on with Meek Mills Diddy and them hanging out, if they have an intimate moment, then they could have an intimate moment. That's none of my business. I support it. I support fluidity, and I support the DL culture, in a sense. Yes, I do. You want to know why? Because, again, everybody's business is not your business.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So the shit that Diddy and Meek, that's why Meek Mill, he ain't say shit, because he ain't got shit to say. Okay? Because he wasn't assaulted. He wasn't, you know, R word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? None of that shit. So if, allegedly.
There was consent.
If it were to happen,
yeah.
I'm sure that it would have been consent. You know, that's why I said that, you know, would you attend a Diddy party? A lot of people attend a Diddy party, no.
Well, see, that's the thing. People attended that party and left that party without a problem.
Right.
So, okay. Now, 34-year-old me? Probably not.
Let me ask this.
But hold on. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. You know Mar from back in,
right,
like 2011, 2012.
Right.
14, 15.
Uh-huh.
16.
17, 18, 19. I was
thank risky.
Thank God for COVID, I guess.
I was risky. I was a risky guy. Listen, I like to take risks. So,
thank God for fucking COVID.
I probably would have. Yeah, I probably would have. If I had the opportunity, yeah.
So if we
but
were.
But I'm trying to leave. I'm trying to leave the same way that I came. Like, I ain't trying to. I'm not trying to go there for any other experience than to go to a party. And Diddy party at that, like, I mean, at that time, like, there were stories, I guess, but it wasn't to this magnitude.
Yes, it was.
No.
Absolutely.
Was it?
Absolutely. But here's my
thing. So then what took so long?
Cassie done started talking. And bitches, you know, that's people want to start, but that's, but for due reason. But, like, and here's the thing. I wouldn't mind attending a Diddy party.
I bet you wouldn't.
I wouldn't mind
attending. He's not going to want you, though.
You don't know what that
means. He's not going to want you. That's the thing. I think that's the sickest part.
So you think that man got a certain type?
I think he has a type.
You think that he's luring straight men to be.
He wants to be, like, he is in. Just based off of the whole.
He's one of the gross.
Just based off of the whole thing, like, you know, like in the psych analysis and the documentaries and shit. Like, you also got to take some of that with a grain of salt. But when you just think about, like, the kind of person that he is and the shit that they said that he's done, you know what I mean? Like, what he really ultimately craves is power.
Right.
Right. I don't even think it's about asexual type. I think it's him being a male feeling to be the need to be the most dominant male in the room. He's going to take your masculinity as a straight male and I don't even think it's about taking the masculinity. I really do. I feel like that masculinity goes deep like that.
The fact that we're even talking about Diddy being gay is wild to me. But that's
what I'm saying. I don't even think he's gay.
I mean, he might be.
I mean, I'm not a doctor.
A doctor is nuts, friend. Shut the fuck up.
He needs a psychiatrist. He needs somebody to evaluate what's going on with him. Like,
get
for real.
Get the fuck out of here.
For real.
Anyway, but I just feel like, again, fluidity.
Fluidity.
Is a thing that can be practiced, and it's a thing that I support. Who knows? I could be, you know, I will never. Now, this is the main thing, again, because, you know, let's be serious about this whole thing, because Diddy's whole thing, the whole shit that he's did and the reason why that he's in jail is because of assault and because of him doing things that, because of the power that he had,
right?
He used that power on women and allegedly women and men,
yeah.
And, you know, did things for himself.
Me too, so, women with men involved.
Exactly. So that is wrong. Wow. And I do not support that.
It's wrong either way.
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, if you like something and if you like niggas, say that. And everything is with consent. You know what I'm saying? I am someone that supports consent 125,000%. Because don't let me be in a motherfucking club and your ass gonna try to motherfucking touch me and think that shit's gonna be cool. It's not. You may get swatted.
So, but just to go back to what you were saying, you would definitely attend.
Now back to what I was saying with that now.
I would
attend because of the fact, because that's what I was gonna say. Let's say like in 5-10 years, we're gonna be pushing forward and we're gonna be on. Not saying that Diddy's still gonna be around. That motherfucker's gonna be in jail. But we're going to be in Hollywood, honey. And sometimes Diddy ain't the only one that has Diddy parties. It could be a party that we could go to. You know what I'm saying? And it's a good time. And then after 2 a.m., it could shift to the left. Because that's usually what happens in those quote-unquote Diddy parties.
And you're down and ready for that, is what you're saying.
I already attend sex parties.
Okay.
So that's nothing new to me.
So, yeah. So you would be ready to go to it. But however, again,
I am for consent.
Okay.
Okay? Okay? I am with consent, and I sign NDAs. I'm just wanted to throw that out there just in case anybody wants to know.
You ever seen when Dave Chappelle was talking about the Diddy parties?
Right.
How he was saying, like, what the fuck? He's like... Why am I not invited to the Diddy parties? And is it because I'm ugly? He said, that's a way to find out that you're ugly. He said, you see all your friends and everybody you know is going to the Diddy parties, but you're
they living it up. Like, said,
and then you find out, he said, and then you find out
the reason why.
The reason why. Mm-hmm. Oh, but no, then he said the reason why is because he has a snitch face. He said, this face right here. He was like, you see this face? You know I'm snitching. You're
going to tell the business.
He said, you know I'm snitching. You're going
to tell the business. That's why I just said at the end, I signed NDAs.
Yeah, see. So.
So you can leave. I mean, we'll go together and then you'll go home at 2 a.m. I'll just stay back.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'll meet you back at the hotel.
I don't even think I would stay. I wouldn't stay past 2 a.m. back in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, no. What the fuck? What, Gabe? Yeah, well, yeah, we know.
It's a good time. I mean, listen.
But I'm telling you,
I'm all for consent.
This is the point that I'm trying. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. He would have sent your ass home.
You don't know that.
He wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, okay.
He think he would have been able to stay at the 2 a.m.
No, friend.
He didn't like, nah. Get up out of here.
Back in 2010, 2012, 20, you know, all that. Absolutely, he would have sent me back home. But Gabe in 2025 or 2025,
he's not going to send you home?
Oh, Gabe is going to be the ball of the motherfucking car. Okay,
yeah, you're going to be sitting right there with Dave Chappelle.
No, I'm not. You don't know it. Okay. You better. Okay.
He don't want you. He want Carl Winslow.
You're going to see the next time that me and Diddy, me and the next person, because it ain't going to be Diddy. Whole time, let it be Justin.
You know
Justin
what?
Should be the next person to throw the party.
No, that's, you know what's funny? They said he popped.
Because not Christian, because he got another case. He got a case, too.
But Pete.
Justin got a case, too. They said Diddy popped. They all got cases. They all fucking criminals.
The man on Family Matters. They said Carl Winslow. They said he popped him. So he might have popped you in 2012.
Well, you know Carl and.
He might have popped you in 2012.
You know Carl and Avery, they were allegedly married. You know the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What is that? I heard that they
I heard they were fucking around.
I heard they talked.
I heard they were married. They were
married.
Yes, I heard they were married.
That's wild.
Yes.
But if that's not true, we probably shouldn't be saying that. But you know what? That's funny because
they both did.
Boom. That's perfect because we were going to talk about Will Smith and his new ventures.
I heard they were married nonetheless. So, you know, good for them.
I didn't hear that.
God rest they
soul. We're not going to keep saying that.
Oh, wait. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Not dead.
The Carl Winslow James, is dead.
No, he's not. James, he just did a damn commercial like a couple years ago.
Oh my God, James is dead.
He passed like in 2013 or something.
I'm over here putting death on niggas' lives. Yeah, I'm so sorry. You go stay alive and well, Carl. He ain't have no signature move or saying, did he? He was just a cop.
Well, like I said, supposedly he got Popeye Diddy.
But listen, he got asked for it, so you know, maybe. Listen, he better throw it back. You better get it, Eddie.
But yeah, so okay. Will Smith, what you think about?
He needs
Will
to Smith? Stop making music.
Why?
You like this new song that he made?
I listened to a little bit of it,
and you enjoyed it.
I thought it was cool. It was good.
That, your response wasn't even
well because I didn't listen to the whole thing. Is it on title? Can I?
It's everywhere. It should be
on title. All right, so
I'll listen. Fucking celebrity. You don't think that it's going to be streaming?
I'm gonna listen to it on my way home.
I personally feel like that. You know, these old school rappers and artists that transitioned into their true calling, which is acting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stick with it. You were an amazing, Will did amazing as a rapper back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I loved the, what's that Miami? Welcome to Miami. That was my shit. You know, my brother had that whole CD.
Getting jiggy with it.
Nah, that was a good one. You know
Summertime.
But my thing is, he's bringing those tunes into 2025.
Is he?
He still sounds like Getting Jiggy With It.
No, he was cussing. He was cussing in some of these songs. He ain't never cussed before. He never cussed before.
He didn't. He did that on purpose. But however, he still raps like he is in the 90s. That man is over 50 years old. I'm not saying that niggas in over 50 kids.
I gotta genuinely listen to it because I actually didn't really give it a chance.
I feel like if you were a rapper in the 90s, you should have stuck. Stuck with it, then it's different for you to be in your 50s and want to come out with something else. Mm. Like someone like Nas, for example.
Or Jay-Z.
These men started with music and they're still doing music in their 50s and, mid-50s or early 50s and 40s.
Do you think that could be because they really couldn't act?
Yeah, they stuck to their fucking niche and their calling. So
yeah,
Will,
so you cannot,
people Will like from, Will and LL, they need to stuck with their niche and their fucking calling.
Bro, what are you talking
only
about?
Only reason LL, why how, fucking Will is making long, an album right now is because he's banned from the Oscars.
Yeah, he's trying to rebuild, and we'll get to that. But don't drag LL into this, okay? Don't you drag
don't
Ladies of Cool James
either.
In there. No, don't you add, what's his name, Todd? Is that his real name? Don't you add him into it.
He don't
that
need to be
is one of the greatest
either.
Rappers alive.
Absolutely, but he needs to stick with the old hits and keep making music.
You
with
know
the
how
old
long
hits.
Of a how long of a break that man took when he was like rapping and then started acting and then did more music and then
I
still
don't think it was that long for him.
It was. I'm telling you, you can look it up.
Nar.
Yeah, you can look it up. He definitely took pauses and breaks, but he was more consistent with it though.
Right.
Like
I feel
Will
like
Smith
that's probably
hasn't
why it wasn't
done music
that long.
For definitely like 20 years.
Because if you really want to think about it, LL was doing
he
acting
probably took
since
like
the
a break.
80s and 90s.
He probably took
he
like
was
a break
still
like
doing music.
For like
he was,
5 years or so, like something like that.
Who?
LL.
Okay, yeah. And that's actually that's the perfect span though because artists do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't
put LL in this, man.
But
that's
however,
greatest rappers
LL took
alive.
A big ass part. That's a big
he's
ass.
Still one of the, he's still one of the greatest rappers alive, though.
I'm not saying that he is.
Tell you something.
He is legendary. Now, Will, he's legendary as an actor.
So
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Let's be realistic. Yeah. So he's doing that, and that's obvious, I think, because he's trying to rebuild his brand. You know what I mean? Because of that Oscar shit, like that definitely set him back. And if we're being realistic, he was kind of already, on the setback. With all the rumors with Jada and everything like that.
Entanglement.
You know what I mean? Like it's just
now August fucking a nigga.
So, what's that?
Now August fucking a nigga. You didn't
know
that?
Oh yeah, he has a boyfriend. Looks just like him, right? Something like that.
Twins
out on the boat. Yeah,
good looking man.
But
beautiful man.
But yeah, so yeah, it's unfortunate for Will Smith.
His nigga looked like Jada.
But I'm gonna tell you what though.
He probably got uptight.
I don't feel no type of way towards Will Smith. I don't think he needs to be canceled. I think, you know, let him keep trying to build, you know, himself back up. Everybody makes mistakes, you know. It's about...
Do you think Chris Rock deserved the smack?
No. No. I don't think... Not in that... Not like that. The way that Will Smith responded was just not right. You know what I mean? And Chris Rock made a great point, is one of the things that you should be taught as a child, as a black child, whether it's said out loud or subconsciously, don't fight in front of white folks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don't let them see us divided. Don't give them another reason to call us a bunch of dumb niggas. You know what I mean?
So not everybody was raised like that, though.
Of course not. Of course not. But I think Will Smith has enough sense to where he shouldn't have let that moment take him to where it did. And it's unfortunate that it happened, and he has to, in a sense, kind of start over now, right? And I think that's why he's feeling like he has to start over
because he really doesn't.
But in his mind, that's probably what he thinks.
He does have to rebuild his, like, his, you know, they're doing what they have to do.
Right.
But I also feel like that, I kind of feel like that this is a midlife crisis, personally. You know, him going back to music and doing his music thing, is he going to make some money off of it? Absolutely, because people are going to fucking listen. Should he go on tour? No. But is he going to? Maybe. Probably. You know what? You know what I would love to see? If he goes on tour with Jazzy Jeff. If he does a tour with him and DJ Jazzy Jeff, make it like a... Because, you know, they're doing like...
They're going to need more than just Jazzy
Jeff. Well, yeah. Jeff, like. But you know they're doing all these Millennium tours now. Yeah. They're doing these Back in the Day tours.
Who can he go on tour with?
I could see Jazzy Jeff and him. I could see LL.
LL on there, yeah.
I could see LL in there. I could maybe see the Run DMC, maybe. You know, we could do a run. I could see... not Shaka Zulu. What's that nigga's name? What the fuck is that motherfucker's name? With the big nose and the fucking big lips from New York. It's something African, but I can see him in there back in the day in the 90s. What the fuck is his name? It's not Shaka Zulu. But anyway, I can see them. Run DMC, LL Cool J, Will Smith, and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
KRS-One?
Yes! Thank you!
That's an African name?
He looked like an African man. Ain't he? He's African American.
KRS-One.
His real you name. Hold on, let's look it up.
Ooh, wait a minute. His real name. His name better not. I swear, his name better not be.
It's gonna be George.
John Smith.
Is that what it is for real? Oh, it's Lawrence. It's Lawrence.
Lawrence. Shaka Zulu. Lawrence Chris Parker.
A nigga.
Shaka Zulu.
But he looked like...
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
It's okay, friend.
Is he African? What is he? He from the Bronx. Okay.
He's a nigga.
he's from the Bronx. No, he from Brooklyn. You know what? He could be West Indian. That's probably what it is. He look, you know. Anyway. I think that would be a good headliner if he does do that, but I don't support him.
Ooh, like Eric B and Rakim, that'd be good. On
ooh,
too.
Yes, but you
Big,
know what?
I don't
what?
Know if Big Daddy Kane is still doing
but
music.
But Will Smith is not a Rakim, that type of vibe. He's not hardcore. He was singing light songs.
Well, like I said, he's cussing now.
That's because he's angry. A fucking man. a fucking man was sleeping with his fucking wife, and now he's fucking another man.
I don't think that is.
And goes, then whole time.
I don't think that's while Will
was probably allegedly fucking another man. Because, you know, he's with that other nigga from All in One or One on One. You know, Tisha's ex-husband, Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne and Will Smith?
They had an entanglement, allegedly. That's what the streets. I'm only saying what the streets say, y'all. You know, that's what the streets say.
Okay.
They said they had an entanglement for the people's years. That's what Lisa Ray said. Mm-hmm.
Where did Lisa Ray come from in all this?
I'm just saying, because, you know, I'm just trying to name some sources. You know, that's the...
So Lisa Ray is the source?
Yes, because, you know, Lisa Ray and Dwayne, they had the show, and they were, you know, they were together at one... No, they weren't. But, you know, they were good friends. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the producer of all of us was Will and Jada. You ain't know that?
Is it All of Us?
It's the show All of Us. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about, because because the story was based on Will Smith's life.
Yeah, I guess.
But his first son.
Mm-hmm. That little, yeah.
That was All of Us.
Very attractive boy. He grew up to be a very fine man. He's fine. That's why I'm talking about fluidity.
How old is he now?
He over 20, so that's what I'm saying. Okay. Fluidity. Right.
Let's say I
sign NDA.
I hope this boy is not 18.
No,
18,
he's not. He is of age. He is over 21.
You are 30.
Fluidity. Okay. I support it. I low key thought that my trainer was fluid.
All right.
You know who I'm talking about, friend. No. And you probably think he is too. That's probably why y'all was talking all that shit. My old trainer.
Oh.
You know who the hell I'm talking about? My trainer. The person that trained me in the gym. For all them years. Yes, you do. You don't know who my gym trainer was? Mm-mm. I'll tell you after the show.
Why you gonna tell me after the show?
Because I'm not gonna say his fucking name if you don't know who the fuck it is. You know who it is. Javon's friend.
You said Javon's name.
That's because Javon is okay. He can, you know. I'm talking shit about him. He might be fluid.
Ooh. So what are you saying? He's not?
I don't know, but I think he might be. Mm. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. So this one time, you know, he's my trainer or whatnot. This one time, he allegedly, mistakenly sent me a picture. Allegedly.
What do you mean allegedly? Did he send it to you or not?
He said it was a mistake.
Okay.
He allegedly said it was a mistake.
The dick pic?
It was.
Mm. Okay. When he said it was a mistake, what happened after that?
I said, okay, no problem.
Did he tell you to delete it?
He did not.
Mm, okay. So it probably wasn't a mistake.
I know it wasn't. That shit still saved on my phone.
Mm. Wow. Today?
Till today.
Wow. Because that was how long ago?
Over 4 years.
Wow. Okay. Good for you.
But that's what I'm saying about fluidity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, while I did just spill that tea, I didn't sign an NDA.
You should have sent one back. Then you would have got your answer.
I probably would have sent my ass more so than my dick. Now, actually, back then, I probably would. Now, I may have sent both.
Oh,
but, you know, now that would have definitely stirred the pot, friend. Now, imagine if I had did that and sent him a fucking pic. What would have, how would that have even, the conversations. Oh, my God. I would have had discounts on my fucking gym membership. My thinking. Damn. Well.
Missed out on an opportunity.
Yeah, missed out. Now,
missed the opportunity.
Now the nigga about to get married and all that
stuff. Oh, word? Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yes. It's crazy. He know who the fuck I'm talking about.
So. I don't know why he made No, I still don't know what he's talking about. But Marvel. Marvel. Because you know you don't know nothing about Marvel.
I don't.
But you know a lot about Mr. Denzel Washington.
I know a little bit about him, yes.
All right. I wouldn't say a lot.
Right. You know, I know he's a man that everybody loves, and he's a great actor.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Marvel? I heard on an interview that this was his last movie. You're saying that it's not.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know if the actual Marvel movie, which the movie is going to be the Black Panther, the third Black Panther.
There was a second one?
Yes, Wakanda Forever.
It was terrible. It wasn't good.
No, it was good. It was good. It was kind of sad. What did you say?
Some people ain't like
it. All right, so it was not as good as the first. Okay. For sure.
I definitely didn't see the
first. I thought, in my opinion, I thought it was kind of sad. I thought that they kind of...
Is that because Chadwick was...
They used the movie to honor him.
Ah.
And he died in the actual you know, timeline in MCU and in the movie. So they had his funeral and everything like that in the movie. Like, they honored him in their culture, in that, you know, Wakandan culture.
Do you feel like African. That may have been the reason why they may have had to rewrite the movie, and maybe it was directed specific way?
Sure, probably what happened. Yeah, I mean, because I'm pretty certain that the villain that they had planned for the movie was always going to be, which was Namor. That's the guy with the wings on his feet.
Which actor was that?
I don't know.
A black man?
No, it's Spanish or some type of.
So Black Panther wasn't only black people.
No, not in the second one. I mean, it wasn't really.
Was it black people in the first one? Weren't they? Wasn't it originated in Africa?
It's a lot of black people, Gabe, but there's also other people too. But it does, you know, it's all over around the, you know, Black Panther and Wakanda, and the black people.
Right.
And the rest of the world too. Like you.
Oh, so we talk to the rest of the people as well outside of the. Okay. Go ahead.
You gotta. So you never even watched it?
I've never watched Black Panther. I think I did one time. I was probably high as hell, and I don't remember it.
It's really a good movie.
I'm sure.
You don't have to just like superheroes to like this movie. It's a very good movie.
I'm sure someone would like it.
So, but anyway, so now they're about to make a third one. And Denzel, I don't know if it's going to be his actual last movie, but it's going to be one of his last movies. Because he gave like a whole list of projects he has coming up. And he was like, after that, I'm done.
That nigga said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm sitting the fuck down with me and my woman. And I don't blame him.
What is he, 70 something? 70?
Jesus Christ. Are we aging him?
No, I'm just saying. No, he's up
there.
Is
he that old?
He's at least 70.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Hold on,
Denzel Washington. But
he is an old man.
You know.
I'm here for it. Give the legacy to the rest of your kids. He has his David, two kids are David doing
Washington.
Amazing.
David mm-hmm. Washington, I know he's a pretty good actor.
Oh, yeah, he just
actor.
Turned 70. But yeah, I agree. I feel like I don't. What is he going to be in Black Panther?
He doesn't know a role. He's only talked to Ryan Coogler. He doesn't know specifically. He just knows that Ryan Coogler.
See, that's how you do it
with
the
director.
When
he's like,
a good actor.
I want you in the movie. Yeah,
oh,
well,
wow, good for him.
There's a documentary on Apple TV. I think it's either Will Smith's or Jamie Foxx's. I don't know. One of them, but it's called Call Sheet or something like that. Number one or yeah. on the call sheet or something like
Where
that.
Where people don't even have to go to audition point. Yeah, absolutely.
He wants you. Point. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's used
me.
To that.
That's going to be me one day. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, Gabe, I just want you in this movie. I'll be like, when and where? And where the bag at? Okay, where the bag at?
Which one of the last things that we were going to discuss was Abbott Elementary.
Another show that I barely watch, but
you need to get on it. Quinta Brunson, bro. She is
here's the thing with Abbott Elementary. I watched the show back, you know, I watch it sporadically.
Shout out to
I
Quinta Brunson.
Hulu,
very good.
But, you know, I did hear that they did take somebody off this season, which is something that is very common in shows. The principal is gone. That's one of the main things that was trending. One thing that that I would say that I appreciated that I saw is that Quinta let the woman know prior to rather than because, in acting and all of that, you actually find your script during like the writing room or like when you're, you know, previous, like at that moment you're like, OK, so what happens? But Quinta actually let her know beforehand, like, hey, because technically this is a bag. This is your whole ass job.
All right.
So now you got to find somewhere else. You know,
well,
something
she has been working.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The actress that she plays, the principal's name is Ava Coleman.
Yes.
And she's actually, that so happens to be one of the producer's names of the show.
Mm-hmm. Ava Coleman. Maybe she's a producer
which,
as well.
Which is funny. No, but no, she has a different name.
Gotcha.
But she's still working, though. She was just in that movie with SZA and Keke Palmer during them days.
But yeah,
so she's working. But I watched the last episode, and this is after four seasons. And again, shout out to Quinta Brunson because to have four seasons of a show, you know what I mean, that you literally just created after just, you know, coming up off of Vine and videos like that.
You got money.
Yeah, like that's crazy. But four seasons, she just wrapped up on the 20th episode, and supposedly that actress might still be there. So
allegedly.
if they do a season five and
well,
the shows are very
does.
Successful.
I hope she still keeps that bag, okay? Because she was very funny. That was one of the main reasons why that I actually watched it. I loved the principal. I love Quinta herself on there.
From Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes. Tyler James. The whole cast itself is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Quinta's doing an amazing job. I'm very proud of her. You know, I feel like people like her, people like Issa Rae, people like Lena, these are all of these black women that are making black, like that are creating and curating black films, black shows for us, giving us this nostalgic moment of how we were in the 90s of watching Martin and Living right. Color, all of that. We didn't have that until now. And right. I appreciate that because now we have that for your kids.
It's crazy how we had all those options, like you said, Living Single, Martin, all these black options, and then just
it was
out
like
of nowhere,
a gap. It was like a literally went a whole gap. It went away, and you know, thankfully we have these
sisters,
creators.
Smart guy.
Yeah,
man, it was crazy.
I don't know what happened. I feel like that Hollywood just definitely whitewashed everything, but now it's coming back, and
hopefully,
I appreciate it, and I'm very proud of them. So, you know. To that, and how we gonna end it is, you know, for all of us as ourselves being black creatives, you know, we want to continue to push ourselves and continue to create our black ideas and do what we have to do in this white field land.
Shout out to our guy Vic.
Yes, shout out to
Black creator and his hands in everything.
Listen, that
hands
can do everything, honey. Okay,
yeah,
he got a business everywhere.
Right.
Okay, what's funny about it is our engineer Vic. Let's just really let's give our flowers where flowers is due because no shade. This man is actually younger than us and doing all the things that he's doing. So this man is in his 20s.
Well, I would think if he's younger than us, like
he could have been like 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
That's what I'm saying. It's 25, 26, bitch. I was three sheets in the wind. I was in college. But I was three. Actually, no, I was out of college. Three sheets in the wind, not knowing what the fuck I was doing with my life.
I just had Leilani.
Right. See, I was living with you. Yes. If that's the case. So, like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, us, this new age and this new thing that we're doing as black creatives and black people, we are finding new avenues of using our minds and using our, you know, capabilities of what God gave us. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we always got to push. I love it. I want to continue to be those creatives. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been a creative my whole life. I just didn't know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? My principal been telling me I'm crazy since the age of two, saying I've been disruptive. What's the word? Disruptive. I was acting bad. And I was in reality a creative, and I just wanted to be out my shell with these motherfuckers.
It's funny because I was literally just saying this about Leilani the other day. She's a creative.
She's a Leo.
History, poetry.
Both of your kids are actually going to be creatives, no shade, because you have a Leo in an Aquarius, so
we'll see.
You got that fire in that air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, that's going to be a household.
Yeah.
I love it.
It already is.
Can't wait for the stories. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So how you want to end this, Fred? Anything else you got to say?
Nah, man, just, you know, as always, peace and love. Let's spread that as much as possible. Keep excelling. Keep
doing that thing, you know? Okay, stay positive. I wish everybody has a great week, a great day, whatever you are. If you are riding to work, if you're cooking some food, if you're fucking your man, if you're sucking some dick, do it right and do it well. Okay?
That's how we going to end that?
That's how we going to end it.
All right.
Because it's perfect. You got to know how to do it. Okay, but don't forget to also, while you're sucking that dick, to like, subscribe, and comment.
I know damn well that's how you're going to end that. And ask for that after you say that.
Like, subscribe, and comment on the episode because we love you. Why you getting up? is it over?
It's over.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, we'll see y'all later. This motherfucker done got sick and tired of my ass. Is it over for real?